Art, you saw Robert Griffin III play up close at the Alamo Bowl. Is he the answer to the Seahawks quarterback prayers?
Well, a lot of people think he's the answer to a whole lot of prayers around the NFL. Certainly, he would be a big upgrade. He's one of the great athletes I've seen, and he has all the qualities, both from a physical standpoint as well as an intellect and a psychological standpoint, to manage an NFL team right from the start. The number one selection in the draft belongs to the Indianapolis Colts, and they're probably going to go for Andrew Luck. They've said so. He's the Stanford quarterback who's been everyone's first choice for a long time. Griffin is the second best quarterback, and several teams have interest in him, and he will not be there when the Seahawks choose at either 11 or 12.
Right. They're choosing either 11th or 12th, depending on a coin flip with Kansas City. So what would it take for the Hawks to move up and get into position to even try to draft Griffin?
Well, it would take a lot. It would take this year's first-round draft choice, next year's first-round draft choice, and probably one, two, or three premier players off of this year's roster. And it's my take that it's not worth it. The Seahawks were 7-9 this year, but I think a lot of fans forget that they lost five games by 6 points or less, which means that in just three of those games, if they just scored one more touchdown, they would have won. They would be 10-6, and we'd be talking about them this weekend in the playoffs.
Right.
So they were close to being a very good team, and to take players from that roster and sacrifice them to get this quarterback, I think is asking a lot and probably too much. I think they have in Tavarish Jackson a guy who can manage the game and do well enough for the Seahawks to make the playoffs without sacrificing a lot of resources right now.
Another scenario that's creating some buzz among Seahawks fans is the backup quarterback at Green Bay, Matt Flynn. He really came out as a star in the one game that he played. And a lot of people are looking at him as, boy, you know, should the Seahawks trade for him? And that would still come at a cost.
Yes, it would. Flynn is a very attractive quarterback, and hit that game he had demonstrated it. But the Seahawks would probably have to give up this year's draft choice and next year's draft choice and some premier players. So the cost factor is very similar to what they'd have to surrender in order to get Flynn from Green Bay in a trade. So it's equally difficult when they might find somebody later in the second round or elsewhere in the draft who could do as well or better than Jackson without having to sacrifice anything. So it's a really tough call, but I think the Seahawks probably will be conservative about this and not squander treasure on leaping ahead and trying to get everything resolved at once.
Speaking of squandering treasure, what comes to my mind is running back Marshawn Lynch, who had such an awesome season for the Seahawks. He's an unrestricted free agent, and would the team be at risk of losing him in some premier player trade?
Well, as a free agent, they have to re-sign him first, and then they could trade him. I think their attention is focused on getting Lynch back. He's only 25, and he's in the prime of his career. Without him, they are a much less viable team. I don't think they'd ever trade him, but the risk in terms of getting the quarterbacks that fans go crazy over is high. So I'm guessing that they're going to stay with Jackson and build a team that could probably win 10 games without having to make a big sacrifice.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.